Welcome to Earnestly Contending for the Faith.com. This is Brother Mike Sutherland. What the intent of the following very brief presentation is to give a scriptural definition to the phrase lying with a woman. Now, the definition for the phrase laying or lying with a woman or a man comes from the Old Testament. The context and all references considered together makes it clear that the phrase lying with or laying with is a reference to sexual relations. Note the following verses. Genesis chapter 34, verse 7. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard it, and the men were grieved, and they were very wroth, because he had wrought folly in Israel in lying with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. Then we have Numbers chapter 31, verses 17 and 18. Now therefore kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that hath known a man by lying with him. But all the women children that have not known a man by lying with him, keep alive for yourselves. Numbers chapter 31, verse 35 says this, And 32,000 persons in all of women that had not known man by lying with him. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 22 states this, If a man be found lying with a woman married to an husband, then they shall both of them die. Both the man that lay with the woman and the woman, so shalt thou put away the evil from Israel. Then we have Judges chapter 21, verse 12. And they found among the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead 400 young virgins that had not known no man by lying with any male. And they brought them unto the camp to Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan. Now the companion phrase lie with occurs 28 times in the Old Testament, and I believe that you will find that they all refer to sexual relationships. They are located in Genesis chapter 19, verse 32, Genesis 19, verse 34, Genesis 30, verse 15, Genesis 39, verse 7, Genesis 39, verse 12, Genesis 39, verse 14, Genesis 47, 30, Exodus 22, verse 16, Leviticus 15, verse 18, Leviticus 15, verse 24, Leviticus 18, verse 22, Leviticus 18, verse 23, Leviticus 20, verse 12, Leviticus 20, verse 13, Leviticus 20, verse 15, Leviticus 20, verse 18, Leviticus 20, verse 20, Numbers 5, verse 13, Deuteronomy 22, verse 23, Deuteronomy 22, verse 25, Deuteronomy 22, verse 28, Deuteronomy 28, verse 30, 2 Samuel 11, verse 11, 2 Samuel 12, verse 11, 2 Samuel 13, verse 11, Ezekiel 32, 27, and 28, and Ezekiel 32, 29. The Lord Jesus Christ set the standard to the highest level when he said this in Matthew chapter 5, verse 27, 28. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. That's Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and 28. The Holy Ghost said through the Apostle Paul, he addressed the issue of touching in 1 Corinthians 7, verses 1 and 2, when he stated the following, Now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. That is a short scriptural definition of the word, of the phrase, lying with a woman. And recall that the Lord Jesus Christ said that if a man has lust in his heart for someone, he has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And then the standard was set real high by the Apostle Paul when he said it was good to not even touch a woman. So that should be a warning to anybody who would be tempted to involve themselves in what is called, wrongfully called, premarital sex. I want to thank you for joining us in this very brief presentation.